Test. I got to turn you down. Okay, now try it.
Test.
Okay.
Is that not there again?
That's good. All right. Today is March the 18th, 1991, and we're in Rosine, Kentucky, in the home of Henry DeHart. And I'm going to explain this to you. This means that when we get through with this material, it'll go into the archives, and you're signing it. If you have any restrictions on the material, then we'll write it in here. And if you don't, then this means that when it goes into storage, that other people can use the material. But if you want it restricted, we can do that too. Or if later on you change your mind, we can do that. So, let's see, I need you to sign right here. And I'll fill in the date. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Henry, what I'd like you to do first is give me your the name of your parents and the place where you were born and your own biographical information.
I was born up there where Dad lived.
Right up in that little house?
Yeah.
What year?
1953, November 22nd, 53.
That's right, your birthday's close to mine. What's your dad's full name?
Shelton DeWay.
Shelton what?
DeWay, it's D-W-E.
Okay.
DeHart.
Your mom's name was?
Addie. It's A-D-D-I-E.
Okay.
May Peach.
May?
Mm-hmm.
Peach. Okay. How many children did they have?
Four. Three girls and me.
What are the girls' names?
Shirley's oldest. And Marie. And Carrie.
Carrie. Okay.
You want middle name too? Or?
Yes.
Shirley, the way she was named after Dad.
Okay.
And Marie Bell.
Marie Bell?
Yeah.
And Carrie?
Carrie Ding.
Ding. Did I spell DeWee right? D-E-W-E-E?
No, it ain't no E in little E up here. Ain't no little E in it.
Oh, it's just D?
The way of.
W. D-W-E-E?
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
And my first name's Shelton, but I hardly ever use it. I always use it.
All right. Okay, so you were born in Rosine.
Yeah.
Where did you go to school?
Rosine for 5 years.
Where was the school in Rosine?
Right across from the fire station.
Was it a one-room school?
No, it's two.
Two-room. And you went 5 years?
Yeah, I went 5 years, and then they discontinued, and we went to Horse Branch.
And how far did you go there?
I went through the seventh grade.
How big a school was it, Horse Branch?
It's pretty good size. So I believe it's about 12 rooms or something like that.
It was big.
It was high school at one time, you know, one grade one through high school, and then they made 8 grades at the Bill Ohio County Center. Consolidated it and made a grade school out here.
How did you get to Horse Branch to school?
Bus.
The bus. And then you quit school?
Yeah.
Why'd you quit?
Didn't want to go.
When you were real little, did you like school?
I liked it up the first few years, and I got where I didn't like it, and I dropped out. I reckon self-taught myself after I quit.
You've done well. You really have with that. Then what did you do those years after you were out of school? Did you work for somebody?
Yeah, I worked some in timber for Hub Oosley Bat Mill. And then worked at the Backer Warehouse on Owensboro a while. And worked the coal mines a while. Now just odd jobs now, different things.
What did you do at the bat mill?
We stacked bats. They sent them in from Canada and boxcar. And then we took them out and stacked them to dry. Little pallets, you know, it's about 4 by 2 foot long or something like that.
Mm-hmm. When did it close?
I believe about 72 or 73, something like that. They quit making bats there and started making Canada, most of them.
And what'd you do at the tobacco place?
Just different things, weighed it. And them hot barrels, weighed them, see how much they've dried over 4 or 5 years.
Did you live in Owensboro then, or
no,
did you drive back and forth?
I rode back and forth.
And then what'd you do in the coal mine?
Run a drill for a while for Holt.
Now, is this strip mine or
underground
mine?
Strip mine, you know, where they drill holes to put the powder in.
Mm. Did you put the powder in too?
Yeah, done that and dynamite too.
Ooh. Sounds pretty exciting. And what do you do when you're not working? How do you spend your time?
Just different things, loafing around again.
Well, that
talking
day,
to people a lot.
Mm-hmm. That day we went on that tour, you know a lot about this county. Yeah. How did you learn so much?
I just traveled over it, I guess, and know a lot of people.
Did your dad teach you a lot of that, or did you just learn it?
No, I just learned a lot of it on my own.
Well, what do you know about Rosine?
Quite a bit, I guess.
Well, just start out and tell me some things. Just you start out and we'll...
Then a lot of people, you know, grew up, and a lot of old people around here know them, talk with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, when the older people were young, what was Rosine like?
Well, they said one time had about 17 stores.
17?
At one time back, you know, around late 1800s, early 1900s. And I think it had a big fire around about 1899, and most of it burnt down.
Huh. A drinking bar?
A big fire.
Oh, a big fire. I thought you said a bar.
A big fire. Most of it burnt down.
Well, what brought in that much business for these people to have 17 or 18 stores, Henry?
Well, they had a lot of timber and stuff back in. I think they had a stave mill here at one time, you know, made staves.
What does a stave mean?
That's where, you know, they cut make barrels and staves, you know. And
is the stave the part that goes between the rims?
Yeah.
The wooden part?
The wooden part, and then they put the metal rims and the ends in it.
So there were 17 buildings. When was the fire?
I think it was about 1899 or maybe 1900. I
wonder what caused it.
I don't really know. I didn't hear anybody say.
Was this a railroad town?
Well, the railroad helped build it, I guess. But I think there's maybe some town here before the railroad, but I don't. I think at that time they called it Pigeon Roost.
Pigeon Roost. Before the railroad or after?
Yeah, before the railroad. I think the railroad was built around 1869 or somewhere along in there.
Is the railroad still used?
Yeah. It runs from Louisville to Paducah now. I think it's more for private-owned railroad, you know. When it was built, I think it was called Illinois Central. First, it was called Louisiana or something. Gulf Railroad, I believe.
How many times a day does it come through here?
4 or 5 now.
Still?
I think at one time had something like 7 or 8 passenger trains or something running.
So, all right, when the lumber here was here, then what all was going on? Cutting off these hills?
Yeah, they had lumber and that stave mill. I think had maybe a couple of grist mills that run in.
What's a grist mill?
Where they, you know, grind meal, wheat and stuff, make flour and meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then had a few sawmills and sold a lot of ties.
For the railroad?
Yeah. The first, you know, they hewed the ties by hand before they started using sawmills, I think.
Wonder how they did that. Well, you know, the tools they used?
Yeah, they used broad axe and stuff like that, chopping axe.
And where did all that take place?
Well, just around on that different farm.
It would be on a farm. It wouldn't be like toward the center of town.
No, they hadn't done that. They were out in the woods and then brung them to town, sold them to the railroad.
Then the railroad would buy them. So at that time then, the main business was the railroad and the lumber?
Probably.
Wonder when coal got to be in the picture.
Well, it didn't. After Civil War, you know, they didn't use coal. They used wood in the trains up until after Civil War. I think around, I believe it was 1890 or something, they switched from wood over to coal.
To coal. Well, let's talk about the Civil War a little bit, because I remember you telling me some things about the Civil War. Would you share those this morning that you know?
Well, there's the 17th Company was from Ohio County. I think there was 1,500, around 1,499 men volunteered.
Which side were they on?
North, for the North.
For the Union. North. They were the Union.
Yeah, I think 42, there's 42 Confederates in Mohawk County.
My goodness, well, the Union was definitely stronger.
Well, the dividing line was Green River, I think, over here.
Well, where is Green River here?
It's about 5 miles, I guess, like a crow would fly.
Well, from where we are now, would that be east or west or north or
south? And it goes south and around the west. It's probably maybe 15 miles from here around the west side of Ohio County.
If we were following the road. But if we were...
No, if you followed the river around. It, you would have to follow the road to get there. But
So Green River was the dividing line.
Yeah. I think the first battle they had was just across Green River. And the first man that was killed was Granville Allen. He was killed on what they call Big Hill. That's right pretty close to Morgantown.
Well, then, were there any battles fought right in here that you know
Not
of?
Not that I know of.
More down toward the river. What about that soldier you told me that he was buried over there in that house lot? Over there by the cemetery, and we looked over.
I think his name was Cooper or something.
Cooper.
He buried there at Mount Pleasant.
Right, but he's not buried in the cemetery.
No,
he's buried across.
Yeah, down in that backyard, that house.
Was he Confederate?
I don't have no idea.
We don't really know. Were there any black people here then?
Not around Roseanne, I know of.
Because I haven't seen any.
There's never been any that I know of. Well, they had slaves, of course. But
they did?
After slavery, I don't know of any.
Were they not allowed to stay here, Henry?
I guess people just run them off.
That's what I'm wondering. Because you know over in Indiana, they didn't allow them to stay. That's why there are no blacks much in there.
Now, I hear that there was down around Horton, it was a color community there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where it might have been that Arnold Schultz that you were talking about. Yeah, I think it was a time down there. There's a cemetery down there.
Oh, do you know where it is?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have to go visit it. It was a whole then community of black people.
Yeah, they were slaves, but after they freed them, I think they went ahead and lived there.
Okay. About how big a place was it? You know, any idea?
I don't
know. Like 20 families or 10 families?
I don't know. It's a pretty good sized cemetery. So.
All that's left now is a cemetery?
Yeah.
And where is it located? It's
Bethel Church.
Bethel Church. Is Bethel Church a white church now?
Yeah. Well, both of them used it at that time, I think, the colored and the white.
That was unusual, wasn't it?
I think it was built about 1804, the church.
Goodness. Do you know anybody that knew Arnold Schultz?
No, not right off.
Or Mose Rager?
No, I don't.
He's the one that influenced the Everly so much, I think. Mosrager. And also Bill Monroe is what the book says. Yeah. Okay, let's see, what else can we say about Rosine? Well, when you were growing up here, what was it like? What stores were here? Or?
It was, I think, 4 stores when I was growing up.
What kind of stores?
Just grocery stores.
Was there a post office here?
Yeah, post office.
Was there a doctor around?
No. You had to go to Beaver Dam to the doctor. Mm.
You were born at home?
Yeah.
Who helped your mother?
Dr. Allen. Mm. I was born on Sunday.
You were? In the morning or the evening?
The evening. I think it's something like 4:20 or something like that, 4:30 of the evening.
Well, let's talk about the Indians a little bit, see if they have any influence in here. What do you know about the Indian history here?
Well, way back, I think the woodland culture, Mississippi, and there. That was something like 5,000 years ago, but then I reckon the Indians kind of left, or and they came back and farmed and hunted here, I think, before the white people came. Then after white people came, I think it pretty well, you know, they had a few little skirmish battles, but not too much.
You have any idea what dates those would be, like, or is it the 1800s or the 1700s?
Probably late 1700s. So that one of my great-great-great-grandfather, his parents were supposed to have been killed by the Indians, you know, where we went over there to that place.
Oh, yes. What was the story with that?
Some family found him in the woods. John Bays, he said his name was. I think he was 10 years old. And the Schultz family found him, took him in, raised him. And after he got grown, he married one of their daughters, I think. I think her name was Nancy Schultz. And all the bases around Ohio County supposed to send it from him.
Hmm. Is that little town? Didn't
yeah,
we see the town?
Yeah, little town, Baystown.
Baystown. And what did you tell me about? That's where they lived when they got married?
No, they lived at Schultztown.
Oh, okay.
And his father-in-law, after he got married, gave him one colored slave.
Mm-hmm.
And he sold her for, I think it was 1,000 acres of land or something.
My goodness. She must have been pretty valuable.
And then that's where they started Baystown, with that farm that he
they
got
lost.
With the money from selling her.
Then how many children did he have, do you know?
I'm not for sure. I think about maybe 12, 10 or 12 or something.
Gracious. And then when you found your Indian artifacts, were those artifacts the newer Indians, or do you think some of them were
going
back?
Well, some of them older, they're just different range, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Probably something like 3,000 to 5,000 years old or something.
Goodness. How many burial grounds are around here?
I know about maybe 5, and you know, ain't too awful far from the other thing.
What were you telling me about shells that day we drove around?
Well, them shell mounds down on the river, that's down on Green River where they use those mussel shells. Or,
How did they do that? Explain that.
They just, you know, after eat the mussels, they just pitch the shells to this filled up mounds where they sound like a shell mounds up around Washington, D.C.
I haven't heard of those. Well, was that part of their burial ground?
Yeah, they used them for burials and campsites, but most of them they used them for burials.
How did that work? I don't know. Did they stack it?
No, they just, you know, just eat over the generations, just kept throwing the shells and they piled up until they made mounds.
Oh, okay. But they're all down there. How thick are they?
Well, maybe 12, 15 foot thick. Come on.
What's a lot? That's a lot of mussels. How big are they?
Well, about average about that size.
They'd be that big?
There's one over there in that thing right in the corner. Over in that shell.
Okay, I'll look at it after a while. I can't quite see it. Okay. Let's see, what else is historically significant before we really work on this other part? Can you think of anything we've overlooked? We've talked about the Indians and the Civil War, the railroad, lumber mills, and the coal. Has there ever been any oil around here?
Well, there's a gas well about a mile from here.
Is there? But it did it make any major influences?
No, it didn't. They never did make any money with it.
Oh.
The fact they drilled and it worked three farms, it's pretty close for three farms, and nobody couldn't decide who owned the gas, so they just left it.
Okay. Well, let's go back. Didn't you tell me your grandfather was a dentist?
No one was a veterinarian.
A veterinarian, that was it, veterinarian. Okay, now was that on your mother's side?
No,
or
my daddy's side.
Your daddy's side.
Joe Marsh, my dad's grandfather.
All right, let's talk about him a while. Where did he live?
He lived around Renfro.
What year was he born?
He was born 1853, I believe.
What do you know about him?
Well, he was born in Grayson County. And his father's name was Amos Morris, and his mother was Catherine Byers.
How many children did they have?
Eight, I believe.
Goodness, you come from big families. Now, where did when he was practicing then, was it this county and other counties? How did
it? I think so. I think he just, you know, more or less went place to place and helped people when they needed him, they went and got him or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Wonder what he did. And what, you know, like if we were going to talk about a day of his, what it would have been like.
I don't have no idea.
Been interesting, wouldn't it? I lost what I was going to ask you.
I think he started out working on the railroad when, about the time the railroad opened up, he sold, you know, like what they call news books, sold papers and fruit and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
Then he started in the veterinarian business later years, I think.
And what about on your mother's side, where did they come from?
They came up around Lincoln, Anderson County.
And what's their heritage? I forgot to ask you that about your daddy's people, too.
I think their DeHarts came from France.
Yes.
And then Marsh is from Ireland, I believe.
Did you tell me you had some Indian in you?
Yeah, on my mother's side, I think it was Schroeder's. And I believe they're South Carolina's.
Is the Monroe House still standing?
Yeah.
We should walk back there sometime. It's pretty muddy, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is.
We'll wait till it's not so muddy. Okay. So these were Indians and French. Okay, well, I think we've got all that. Is there anything else we need to put about
that? The peaches, I think they're from Normal. There was Normans.
Normans?
Yeah. Like the Vikings, you know.
Oh, okay. Gosh, you're going back a while with that, aren't you?
Yeah.
What years were those?
1600, I think, or something. I think it goes back about 1066 when there was, you know, Battle of Hastings, I think, or something like that.
Have you researched it back that far?
No, I hadn't. I found this way back, and it, I ain't got it mixed matched together.
Mixed matched together, huh? Okay. Well, what I think I'd like to do the next time we work is just get that camcorder and hook you up like we are and let you start walking and talking as you go, like we did that day.
Yeah.
Would that be all right with you?
Yeah.
Because you know so much. And I hate to do it right here when we could be walking and looking at it, if that's all right with you.
Yeah. All right.
Have we left out anything that you can think of right now?
No, no.
All right. Well, we'll call her quits for the day. This is the end of the first interview with Henry DeHart. Today is April the 25th. It's working. 1991. We're in Ojai County at Bethel Church. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
In Bethel Cemetery. What road is this?
Bethel Church Road, I guess. No.
When we were in Hartford, we were on, we turned on what's that road? I never
62.
Can.
62. 231 at Hartford.
Right.
Turn on 62.
Two. And then we turn onto this road.
It's probably going north, I guess.
Let's see if we're recording. Last time we were here, and Henry was giving me a tour of the cemetery, we took a few pictures, and now I'm going to have him identify them from the contact sheet. And we're going to call this sheet Contact Sheet A. And he'll start out with picture one and talk about it.
Bethel Church, it was established in 1804 in the Bethel community, and they had a slave community here at one time years ago. And too much about the church.
Okay, so this slave cemetery that we were in actually went with the church?
Yeah, went with the church.
Do you think they allowed the slaves to come into the church?
Yes.
To church? They did. It's kind of interesting. All right, and number two is J.J. Monroe.
John Monroe. And he's Bill Monroe's grandfather.
Okay.
And his wife, Lydia C. Stephen, or Charlotte Stephen, is my full name.
Okay. Then picture four.
It's a double monument of John J. and Lydia.
Alright. And what do you think that's made of, Henry?
It's some kind of zinc metal or something.
Okay. And picture five is?
Is Lydia's old gravestone, I guess, before they got the new one.
So you think that's the original?
Yeah,
and then later on someone bought this for
the double monument.
Alright. And let's see. Shot six.
There's another picture. Double monument. It's front of it, ain't it?
Yes, I think so. And just
showing
how the older stone is to the side of it. Which, is that the east, the west? It's the north.
North side.
North side. All right.
Facing this way would be, north.
Okay. So.
Facing east, I guess.
Yes.
He was facing east when he took a picture.
Right. Okay, and then I think this is just another. Oh, this is the back side.
Back side.
What do you
this
think?
This facing west and this other is facing east.
Okay, and what do you think happened to make that little piece there gone, that window?
Fell out or something. Somebody knocked it out or something.
And I believe eight is.
It's back across the cemetery.
It's just a shot, isn't it?
Across there, I think, or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's another one.
Just another shot of these.
Back across the cemetery. It looks like to the north there.
Okay. And then this is the
church.
Back of
the
church.
Back that one. To the south.
Mm-hmm. And we better put on here, if anybody comes here, there's some bumblebees. Oh, not bumblebees.
Honeybees.
Some honeybees in the front. So you'd want to be careful. And there's picture 11 is another shot of the back of the church, isn't it? I believe it's the back or is it the front? I can't tell.
It's the back.
It's the back. All right. And do you remember where we took these pictures? Was that in the slave cemetery or here?
No.
It was that stone that looked like that had been edged.
That was in the slave, but I thought it was growed up more than that.
I did too. But of course, that's just one small piece. And it looks like that's been tilled, doesn't it? But that may just be
leaves. Stuff growing. Okay. I'm not sure where that is.
All right. Now we'll walk.
We're just out here walk. Somewhere.
That's true. Let's go over here to these Stevens. Who do you think these Stevens people are?
That's probably some of Charlotte's people, I suppose.
All right, let's read some of these names.
Nancy Stevens and wife of William Stevens, ain't there?
Okay, and this one says William
Stevens.
Now, do you think this was her husband
probably.
Or her father? 1800, I can't read it.
Didn't make out either day, don't
it? I guess we'll have to bring some rice paper up here. Do you think those are part of the family,
probably
too?
They're footstones.
NS or... Oh, I see. It goes...
Yeah.
There's the head and there's the foot where the smaller stones are. All right. Now, is that a cornerstone or just a piece of dirt?
Sandstone.
Do you think those are grave markers that look like just rocks?
Probably are.
John Taylor. Wonder how old this cemetery is.
Probably around that time church was established, I guess, about 1804.
Are these the oldest stones? Or
I believe so, most of the oldest.
Because we didn't go way on up there the other day.
I think most of them is newer stones out that way.
Okay. And if we were trying to get directions to get to the slave cemetery, we would say you
go across west, across the road.
Okay. And there are some stones over there that would be well worth going for people.
And new cemeteries back kind of to the southwest.
Like
in front of the church, I guess.
Do they still bury people here?
I think out at the far end, some of the newer graves out that way.
All right, let's go over here to the Monroes and see if we can see where you would tell me you think might be the marker for Susan.
Probably in here, she said, down the foot where the little sandstone is.
That's true, but there's a Susan Day. Look. Susan M.
Depew.
Wonder if that's Aunt Susan.
It might be.
1874.
What was...
That's a fairly new stone,
name
too.
Name on the other one. 1966. 60.
So this must have been 1874... He was 70. He was born in 1820. This would be Bill Monroe's sister, do you think?
No,
or aunt.
Aunt, I guess.
Be Aunt Bertha calls her aunt. So it would be
great aunt,
this man's child.
Probably.
Of the generation of their mom and dad, right?
Probably James's sister, I guess.
Yes. Need some more room. Wonder what BMR is. Maybe that's a...
That's Bryant.
Bryant. This must be a
Bell M. Bryant.
L.M. Bryant. Well, does this LCM, then that would be the footstone
for
the old one. What's a pretty
vulture? He smells that.
Is that what that is? I thought I smelled something dead. Yeah, there he goes. Well, is there anything else in here we need to cover, Henry? Oops, I'm sorry.
I don't think so.
All right, I'll turn it off for a moment. If I can find the off. All right, come on now, Henry. Tell me what you know about Uncle Pence.
Well, I know the the Fed played fiddle and all, and he got the open a mule, and later life he was crippled, had to use crutches.
Oh, when did he get thrown from a mule?
Sometime after, I guess, about time Bill went to stay with him.
Well, when did Bill go to stay with him?
After his father and mother died, long in the 20s, I guess, late 20s.
So Bill went with Uncle Penn.
Now, with Uncle Penn.
Does that mean up there in that cabin?
Yeah, in that cabin.
Can we go back down in those woods? Oh, there's a fence. What did Uncle Penn do for a living?
Well, I ain't really sure. I suppose farmed or maybe raised small gardens or something. And then played the dances and things. They got money that way, I think.
Wonder what they got paid.
Not much. I don't imagine.
Did there used to be a lot of dances around here?
Yeah, I reckon they had about every week, I think.
Did Uncle Penn just always play the fiddle from what you've heard?
What I heard, he did. Him and several others around, I think, played fiddle the same thing.
You remember the names of any of the other people?
I think Melvin K. Singer, he used to play fiddle. He lived down across the railroad tracks from Uncle Penn. And different ones played guitar.
Can you remember any of their names?
There's Deary Boys up around Horse Springs. They came to the dances, I think. And Oscar Rain. Doris Johnson, I think he played some.
So were they all the same generation as Uncle Penn?
Well, no, they were some younger, I think, than Uncle Penn, maybe.
Were they more toward Bill's age or sort of in between the two?
Sort of around Bill's age, I guess.
There's Ophelia. William Monroe, Ophelia, his wife. Are these Bill Monroe's people here?
I suppose so. I think
we've seen those in those deeds, haven't we?
On them deeds.
Yes, it says William Monroe, July 16th, 1867, died February the 1st, 1943. Ophelia, his wife, born November the 25th, 1875, and died July the 19th, 1942. Well, Uncle Penn got thrown from a mule. Wonder what he was doing.
Both riding, I guess.
And he was crippled after he got thrown? Both legs?
He walked with crutches. I suppose it hurt his back or something.
Was he a tall man or a short man?
According to the pictures, he looked like he's pretty tall. Big bone guy.
Big bone?
Yeah.
Going this way? You want to lead the way? Because I keep bumping you. When Bill went to live with him, with Uncle Penn, was he in that cabin that they call Uncle Penn's cabin, or was he somewhere else?
No, I think he lived there. That time.
Do you know of any other place he's lived, Henry?
Just the old farm out there.
Now, are you calling the old farm the little place where the cabin is, or?
No, he had a farm, I think, one time out 1544 there, but the store lived out in there at one time.
Do you know where it is?
Pretty close, about where it is. I think I heard some of the older people, talk about him living out there.
Mm-hmm. What, was it all hills or was it some
little hills and some flat land out there, I think.
So there's a possibility he farmed some tobacco or corn?
Yeah, or something that had probably went his children, maybe small or.
Do you know what happened to the son whose grave is over there in the other cemetery?
Somebody said they thought he died of pneumonia, I believe what Bertha said the other day.
Did she say that, or did she say she thought that's what his wife died of?
Well, it might have been. I thought she said she didn't know where his wife was dead or still living, I think.
No, that was the daughter. That was, I thought she meant she didn't know whether his daughter was still dead or alive.
I thought she meant his wife.
Oh, well, she may have. I could have misunderstood her. Has anybody ever talked about his character? Like, was Uncle Penn nice or moody? Or
I haven't heard him too much today.
You always hear about Monroe temperament. Yeah. Have you ever heard anything about the Van Diver temperament?
Heard nothing about him.
And so we think his wife's buried up here, don't we?
That's what Bertha said. She thought it might be buried here. There's a lot of one marked graves, so I guess anybody just has to speculate on that.
Yeah, that's true. From what I've seen, we may have to speculate on a lot. I was going to ask you something else. So when he got thrown, they don't say anything else except he was just on crutches?
That's all I've heard.
Does that mean he was always on crutches, or he had to be on crutches for a while and was lame?
I think he walked all the rest of his life. He was crippled.
Nobody ever talked about him being married but once.
No, that's all I've heard.
Did somebody say they didn't live together the whole time they were married?
No, I don't know.
Did you tell me?
Might have been divorced, I don't know.
Well, who was saying that? Was it you said that you heard they might not have been stayed together the whole time they were married?
No, it wasn't me.
I don't know where we better get you out here. There's some bees.
Like bees or some kind of gnats or something.
Oh, okay. I'm not taking any chances. Well, our next job is finding out whether that church has any records or not.
We might find that down there at the courthouse, I don't know, reckon, or?
I don't know. I thought church records were usually kept by the church.
Might be.
Might be in the library. I know sometimes you see a publication that's been done on a church that'll be in the library. Have you heard Uncle Penn too sick to cook or anything, and people would take him food to eat?
I've heard that. Or actually knowing, I couldn't say.
Well, what have you heard?
I've heard different ones said they took him food the last few years of his life.
Wonder if he ever got blind.
I hadn't heard anybody say that either.
After Bill left, did anybody talk about him coming back to visit Uncle Penn?
No, I guess he did.
Let's look over here. You realize that we can restrict anything, yeah. Like if you say something on there, Henry, I'll restrict it. Don't worry about that. I need it for whatever you know, yeah. I need, but we'll restrict it if you don't want to
broadcast. Don't really know too much about. Okay. Just, you know, what, like we found that down there at the courthouse, stuff
yeah.
Like that looked up and.
Well, what do you know about the Monroes?
I know they had temper, I heard that.
A temper, yes. Does it seem to run true of all the Monroes?
I suppose, all I ever know. But.
They had that one farm that was 600 acres?
I think it was like 1,200 one time. Or so.
Is it true there was a coal mine close to there?
There was two coal mines, I think, on the old farm at different times.
On the farm? Do you know the names of them?
No. I guess it's just more or less private owned, you know. There's...
Did they own them?
Yeah.
Were they considered wealthy in the community?
I suppose. They had a lot of timber and stuff they sold, stuff like that.
Do you think your dad would remember the names of the mines?
I doubt
it. Even though he wasn't here?
I don't think so. I know I've heard the Kirkendall brothers talk about working in the mine.
Did they? What'd they say about that?
They said there was old mud mines and didn't have no short, wasn't shored up or nothing. It would fall all the time and you'd have to run out of way.
Was it a very big operation?
I don't know. I guess it's more or less a few men worked in there.
Did anybody get killed in there?
Not that I know of.
Maybe they got out before the timbers
fell.
And there were two mines there.
Yeah, I think there's two. There was one that had the old one years ago, pretty close to the house, and I think later on they opened one that maybe over towards Mount Pleasant Road.
Back where we went by the, when we went to Jerusalem Ridge over that way?
Yeah, over, it was pretty close to Jerusalem Ridge. Well, I think it was on the edge of Jerusalem Ridge on the north side.
So they cut timber, they had coal.
I think they farmed some.
Looks like Bill gets the musical ability from his mother's people.
I think so. I think he said his mother played or something.
Bertha said she liked to dance. I bet she's light on her feet.
Probably is. Yeah.
Do they pasture that hill there, or is it always just...
I probably cut hay off of it, I guess.
Wonder what killed Bill Monroe's parents.
I don't really know.
Wonder if they died at the same time.
No.
Well, no, they didn't know.
One lived, I think, maybe 6 years or something after his mother died before his father died, I think.
Is he the baby?
Bill is.
I know Bertha was telling me about when he was born, and her mother told
Bill,
her that...
Bill the baby, and then Bertha, I think, and then... Birch, maybe, and then Charlie, like that, going back. Maude, and Harry, and Speed. John, I think John was next to Charlie, I believe.
Sure is pretty over here. Wonder why that didn't have any grass on it.
Try to put some fresh dirt on it again.
Oh, maybe it sank in. Well, when they so they had dances and stuff around here every weekend, basically.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It was summer, I guess.
I wonder if they had a dance hall, or did they meet in barns? Where did they dance?
I think they had a dance hall down at Twin Hills.
Twin Hills?
I heard Tex Atchison used to play down there some. I think I heard Dad say something about maybe him and Granddad going down playing.
Your dad?
Yeah.
He played?
He played guitar, son.
He did?
Does he still?
No, I said he got so old he can't make notes on.
Oh.
Do no good.
Do you think that's true?
Yeah, no.
So he played with
He played some with his dad, I think. Oscar and the Geary boys, maybe, or something. Granddad, he played banjo all the time.
So wonder you don't play.
No, I tried it, but I can't make sense out of it.
Do your sisters play?
One of my sisters picked around on some, but I just never had patience, I guess, or something.
Yeah, I'm that way, too.
I ain't gifted either.
Well, yeah, it is a gift, I think. So, have we passed by where the... Watch those bees now. Have we passed by where the dance hall used to be at any time?
Yeah, up at Twin Hills, about 2 miles from here, in Bethel.
From which way?
Going back towards Rose.
Going back that way. Well, if we went back that way...
It'd be up there where them truck, big semi was sitting, school bus down in that dip between those houses.
You're going to have to show me. Okay. And was it a big place, or?
No, I think it's just small, like building.
Did they just dance there, or did they sell food and they have liquor and stuff?
I suppose they did.
Is this a dry county?
Yeah, it is now.
Was it then?
I think so. But at one time they had saloon at Roseanne, but I don't know.
They did?
What year it was. Something in the 30s, 20s, or before Prohibition, I guess. Or...
I got you in the ditch here. Move you out. Well, let's go up here and we'll identify these places that we took the pictures of that first time we went out. And then we'll put this thing up for a while. So you don't think there's any way we can get the Monroe property driving? We'll have to.
No, I don't think so.
I think there's writing on it. About to lose my contact
there's
sheet.
There's grays in there.
Are there? How can you tell, Henry?
See those little funky, swaggy places?
Yes. It's kind of like learning to read animal tracks, isn't it? You have to look for the signs.
There's a grave or two there. No marker.
Sometime we'll have to bring us some rice paper and see if we can't get that Stevens stuff down. Okay, I don't remember when we... I can look back in my records to get the time, but...
It was in March sometime, wasn't it? First of March or late
February? Late February, March. You want to just start with one or zero? This is contact sheet 2.
I think that's at church or Zion Church at Baystown, eh?
Yes. That was that second place we went, wasn't it? And this is the side view.
Side view of the Zion Church at Baystown. No, that's Mount Zion Church.
Yes, that was later because there's all those picnic.
It's Mount Zion Church.
Mm-hmm. That was up on that hill, wasn't it?
Mount Zion.
Now, I can't remember.
And this is in the Mount Zion Cemetery. I think it was Stewart's.
Oh, yeah. Those the man that made those.
Made the.
What was his name again?
Adrian Stewart.
Adrian Stewart. He's dead now.
Yeah.
Didn't you tell me that? Okay. So that would be pictures 3 and 4. And
it's another picture of the graves, I think.
5. Now, I wonder if that was with this cemetery.
This at Mount Zion.
That wasn't where they raised the marijuana that time.
No, that was Salem.
That was Salem? Okay, that's still Mount Zion. And then we stopped and I just took a picture of that.
That's at Baystown, ain't it?
That little village they named after that.
That's John Bays.
Yes. Tell that story.
I heard they found him in the Schultz's family. Maybe Schultz's family found him wandering in the woods. And he said his name... They thought it was Bays or something that sounded like that. the parents had killed his Indian. I think Indians killed his parents. I think he's about 10 years old at the time. And they took him in and raised him. Then after he got grown, he married one of Schultz's daughters. Hmm. And that's where all the bays is, I think, descended from him. And
were there very many around?
It wasn't back then, but then his descendants, I think, maybe in the thousands now.
You think it's that many?
In the last 200 years or so.
We're talking 200 years. Yeah. Well, that's possible then, isn't it? Okay. I can't remember where I got this. Was it part of... It might have been in the yard.
It might have been. No, that's that little building.
Oh, no.
You went on out the road and...
That's right.
Coming back towards you. Renfro.
Mm-hmm.
You stopped at that little place. House.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now. We turned there, didn't we? Is that part of... I can't remember what this is either.
I think this is the same. Is that near, isn't it?
Let's see, 7 is that Cat Slide house, and 6 is the same house, the front of it. And is this part of that little cabin I took?
I think so. That's the little cabin you went out in.
Mm-hmm. Is this part of it too?
Yeah, all three of those are.
And this one too?
And the different views.
Okay. Down here on 1, no, that's not what I was looking at. On something, up here, Henry. Now, this was in Hartford. I did that before I came to Rosine and met you.
That looks like Mount Pleasant Schoolhouse, ain't it?
Yes, I was going to ask you, that was a schoolhouse, then it was a church for a while? Or was it always a school?
The school was on one side of the road and the church is on the other.
Well, this is the side. That was the school side, wasn't it?
There's the church.
Oh, this is a church? Okay, so it would be listed up here as 12. Is that right? They don't look right on their numbers, do they?
No, I believe that's a church at Baystown. Yeah.
I don't know.
No, that's Mount Pleasant.
That's Mount Pleasant because this, wherever it is, this is the side of it, I thought.
Yeah, that's a school at Mount Pleasant. You went around and took a side of the school.
Okay, and the church was
across the road.
Now I remember. That's when we went up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so slide 9 and 10 are of the school. And would you say 11 is the school?
No, I believe that's...
Well, see, it's got those little doors to the side.
Yeah, I believe that is the school, too.
Okay, then I believe this must be from... 12 must be from the...
It was down across the road, I think, or something. You shot where the store used to be, I believe.
Oh, that's right. And that was in Baystown, wasn't it?
No, that Mount Pleasant, I believe.
Gosh, they're all running together. I don't remember.
I think that was it. You know, you went down beside this school, church, and took a picture across the road where the store was.
Okay. And then?
That's Mount Pleasant.
Mount Pleasant, too. Okay, well, we pretty well covered that. That's good.
And that's a little cabin down at the museum, ain't it?
Yes. And I tried to take pictures of those, but my camera's not good enough to pick it up like it should. All right, well, we've got those identified, so we'll turn the tape off for now.